As the main house at Harbor Hill approached completion in 1902, McKim, Mead, and White, with McKim in charge, designed a red-brick country house in Roslyn for A. Cass Canfield, engineer and financier. White was designing a large country house, 1900 to 1902, and outbuildings, 1906 to 1910, for William Collins Whitney. A powerful businessman with major interests in New York City street railways, Whitney was a New York City politician in the Democratic Party and Secretary of the Navy under President Grover Cleveland. White also remodeled Whitney's Fifth Avenue house. Whitney vied with his neighbors Mackey and Morgan over who had the highest spot on Long Island, and Whitney went so far as to have White design him a 150-foot-tall water tower to press his claim. Mackey responded by adding a flagpole to his roof. Although Mackey, Whitney, and Morgan competed, they also cooperated to maintain the advantages they enjoyed. They sought to keep local taxes low and to prevent New York's masses from infiltrating Nassau County for recreation. They joined forces in developing utilities. When Morgan began to build, electricity and natural gas were unavailable. Oil provided artificial lighting. But Morgan found the cost of oil too high, so he teamed up with Whitney and Mackey to establish an electric power company, which was later sold to the Long Island Lighting Company. Common concerns made good neighbors.